Thunen Styrkur is a particularly interesting example of how, in medieval times, the original Iron Age brochs, hollow-walled, windowless fortifications, often built on islands and reached by a tricky causeway, were later adapted for more domestic purposes. The building of brochs for defensive purposes seems to date from 500 BC, when, over the previous 1,000 years, cooler climatic changes had encouraged layers of peat gradually to move downhill. Overgrazing was taking its toll, land for cultivation became scarcer, and people were forced to migrate to the lower ground. Dunes comprised a single outer rounded wall forming a tall tower, often rising to 40 feet, mirrored internally by a second curving wall enclosing an inner chamber. This was a relatively straightforward fortification to build in order to protect your land. Thunastyrkir also showed buried evidence of a gallery 6 feet above ground level. Remains of two huts where livestock could be protected could be seen. The rectangular stone structure built within the walls with its door and window using the stone available dates from the medieval period. A second island, Eleina Mi Harle, the island of bad counsel, is linked to Dunan Styrkir, the Dun of the Skulker, both Gaelic names suggesting a darker and less peaceful era.